We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 8th day of March. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to do your spring inventory. If you store food, inventory your food. Make sure it's all in good condition, properly stored, that you have what you need. If you store water, make sure the water is in good condition and ready for use. Tools, equipment, firearms, electronic equipment. If you have electronic equipment, make sure it's stored properly in Faraday cages to protect it from EMP and so forth. You'll find things you forgot you had. You won't find things you thought you had. And you'll find gaps that need to be filled in. I guarantee it. All those things will happen. So do your spring inventory. Make sure it's in writing. And you'll be glad you did. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient Wayne in the green room, my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has taught astrophysics at the university level. He's taught mathematics at the university level. He's a prolific author, having written 10 books, and I'm sure more on the way. A weekly radio talk show host with not one, but two weekly radio shows. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, John. How are you today?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal.
Oh, yeah. That woo,
Jim. We're getting strange weather here in South Central Missouri. It's going to be the next couple of days 76 degrees and sunny, and then about 3 or 4 days out, 19 degrees for a day for an overnight low. Our precipitation this winter, I think we may have got a quarter inch of snow, if that, which nobody's complaining. Although we're a bit behind on precipitation for the farmers, I read a news article earlier this week that no measurable snow in Chicago this year, and a lot of snow in the mountains of Hawaii. So, it is truly strange weather-wise, isn't it, sir?
I was going to say I've got some friends up in the Upper Midwest, and they go, "This proves global warming." Well, the problem is that the tropic areas of the world are very cold. And so I don't know if this is being managed or manipulated. They're at the point now where they can manipulate weather or short term and turn it into long term changes. And so I'm not sure if anybody would bother to do that or why they would, but. Unless it was to convince people that global warming was an issue, because that's a huge agenda item for the people in control as a control mechanism. But the tropic areas are much colder than normal.
Yes, well, the climate's always changing, but the mainstream media wants to convince people that human activity is responsible for climate change, and nothing could be further from the truth, could it, Jim?
Well, that's the leap of faith, and that's what they've programmed into people's minds. So I have people who tell me, well, there's no question that global warming is occurring. Well, you know, if you're the center of your universe and you only consider what happens to you, then okay, and if it's warm where you are, well, then that might convince you. But, you know, if looking globally or in a scientific sense, to understand the heat content, which is what we're really talking about, not the temperature, what it is today in St. Louis, but in or Minneapolis or South Dakota or wherever else you happen to be, the issue is the overall heat management system of the planet. And I guarantee you there's nobody that has a handle on that. Scientists have gotten lazy. They put a thermometer out the window. This is the cartoon that I would draw if I could draw a good cartoon. There's the lab scientist sitting in his desk with the grant money coming in and his arm stuck out the window with a thermometer. And he goes, "Yeah, it's a little warmer today. Must be global warming." So that's the level of science you get. And it's interesting, this shelf that's breaking off of Antarctica, it's actually splintering off and it's going to become probably the world's largest floating iceberg. It's not because of global warming. It's because it's become so big that it can't handle the weight anymore. That's why it's breaking off.
Right, 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 right. Well, Jim, there's lots of projects you working on. We haven't talked about the wing generator for a while. I know there's a commercial version available for sale. What's the status of that, sir?
Well, the available in the sense that what I'm working on right now, and I hopefully have this together very very shortly within a few days, is a plans where people can build a small one, a 1 to 3 kilowatt generator, which is a fairly significant generator, with a set of plans. And so this is the kind of thing you can build any place in the world with available parts. And that was my goal. Something that was very forgiving, something that was easy to set up. You can buy the parts literally any place in the world and make a 1 to 3 kilowatt wing generator that's very efficient at low wind speeds. And the whole idea was for third world countries, so people could have independent energy. And then, of course, this can be used anywhere. So I'm very close to having that ready.
Well, 3 kW would take care of minimal needs for one household, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and if this is efficient at low wind speeds, generally this is going to provide you with everything you need. And like, I don't know, John, your situation, but that's a lot of energy. The typical American household uses 1.3 kilowatts on a regular basis. In other words, if you lit 1,300 watt light bulbs and ran them 24/7 all year long, that's the amount of energy that a typical household uses. And that includes air conditioning, fans, laundry, all of those things like that. So if you were a conservative house living out in the middle of somewhere, you could easily get by with a 3K wing generator. And so the problem with the three-blade wind generators is that they're very inefficient. So if you don't have constant 30-mile-an-hour wind, you're going to have nothing coming out of that thing. So you just put a lot of money into something that doesn't work. So what I'm going to provide is something that at low wind speeds still produces a significant amount of that 2 to 3K power output. And so then you have batteries that are scaled to the amount of usage that you have, and you have a system that easily will run your house.
Jim, last Thursday, a friend of mine was at an event. He's a retired contractor who built his own very efficient, energy-efficient home, and he brought several copies of his electric bill with him, one of which I recall was minus $8. So it is possible to build very energy efficient homes. And if you have proper insulation, triple insulated glass, maybe airlock doorways where you go through one door, walk 4 feet and walk through the next door, it is possible to save a lot of money up front which makes all the difference in the world, doesn't it?
Well, also if you can build into the earth where the, and so there you go. I mean, you basically have a really, really, really nice cave. And so, but the earth maintains the temperature. And once you heat up the ground around there at 72 degrees or whatever you want to live at, that's what it stays at. And so if you have sun coming in the front, you can close that off. So, yeah, very efficient. And unfortunately, zoning and planning in the United States works against economy of energy.
Yes, yes. In fact, he told me the story. He built his home about 40 years ago in the early 1970s in a St. Louis suburb, Jefferson County, Missouri. And he had a battle with the county officials to be able to build the home he wanted. The compromise was he had to have one room built above ground in order to get his building permit, which is what he did. He had one room built entirely above ground, and the rest of it was all earth sheltered, as we call it. And that satisfied the officials, and he built his home, and he's lived there the past 40 years, quite happy with the results.
That's incredible. Yeah, there's a case where a guy put a wind generator up in the city, and they had a limit as to how high above the rooftop anything could be put. So basically, he was not in compliance with his local zoning because he had a wind generator, and they fought tooth and nail to make that guy take that down. I don't know the end result, but when I mentioned on your show, you know, that zoning is a, some places you cannot collect rainwater. It's against the law. And right, the reason right. is they give is because it will generate mosquitoes. Well, if you maintain your water system properly, you're not going to have mosquitoes. The real reason is because the UN does not want anybody collecting water. They feel they own the rainwater also. They own all water.
That's such a bizarre concept. It's hard to get my brain around that. Well, Gemma, before I forget, you have a 2 weekly radio shows. Tell people how they can listen, if you would, please, and the how they can listen to the archives.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time at WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, is James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroads. That re-airs Friday evening at 10 p.m. Central, 3 a.m. Central on Saturday from WTWW Nashville, Tennessee also. And then it re-airs on satellite, and, of course, those both have streaming also. But all the ways to listen are on my webpage, jmccsci.com, and the archives are also on my webpage. Shortly after the show, I post the archives. Then my paid cast is an extra hour every week that I do a deep dive into a scientific topic. This week's topic, I'm going to delve into Tesla and Einstein about the bashing that has occurred of both those great scientists, and actually take to task, read some of this dialogue that's come out, mainly people who are not scientists, and show the source. In a lot of cases, the people don't even sign their names to this, so you know it's total disinformation. But that's what my paid cast is going to be this week. And also my Cosmos series is ongoing. The 13 episodes of the Carl Sagan Cosmos series, I'm leveraging off of his talking points and then talking about my science that replaces standard science. So that's in the ongoing series also. So the paid cast on my webpage, $3.95 a month. And I encourage people to join that. That really helps me out. And it's a really a wonderful venue for these ongoing scientific topics.
All right. Jim, we got a caller on hold here. We got Chris in Las Vegas. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Professor McKinney and JR. And I am most
Hello, Chris.
Discussion. Yes, sir. I am very, very interested in your smaller KW wing wind generator. And I think that is just what
I'm not Gordon. Hearing, John.
Okay, oh, my apologies.
Well, it's not your fault, Chris. We got a connection issue here. Try speaking again. See if Jim can hear you.
Well, I was commenting that I'm very, very positive.
I'm not hearing you.
Okay.
Well, I hear you fine, John. Or maybe
right.
transpose it for me.
Okay.
I'll try to call back in.
Okay. Well, our engineer will figure this out and call back after the first break. Maybe we'll hear you then, Chris. There's an engineering issue going on here, Jim, and we'll hopefully figure it out by the end of the first break. Well, the wing generator, I've got a copy of your book, and I want to encourage everybody to get this book that Jim offers on the wing, it's W-I-N-G, generator. It's cutting-edge technology, and models can range from the 3 kW that you're discussing here today up to ones that can power many, many homes, right?
Yeah, well, the big ones will replace nuclear and coal power plants. And one of the things when you're starting a development effort like this is trying to get a handle on capabilities. And so now we're actually getting measurements, and it's far better than what I had calculated. It's kind of like when they built the atomic bomb. They did calculations and they had, you know, various conversion rates, but they really didn't know until you build one and do a lot of measurements, and then you build various sizes. It's hard to imagine, but some of the principles that are involved are becoming much more clear. And in fact, when you go to big ones, these the things that make it work actually are accentuated. So, yeah, I'm looking with really not much problem at all powering the United States with wing generators. This is not a problem at all. The biggest problem is getting these developed. And so the reason we're doing the small ones now is to generate the funding to do the next size and the next size, et cetera.
Okay. Looks like we got Chris back. Okay, Chris, you can talk now, and Jim will hear you.
Thank you so very, very much. Sorry for the delay. I was very intrigued about your suggestion of the smaller kW wind generator, and in particular for a project that I have in mind that is at hand. So I'm very interested in looking at that and wondering if that's on your website at present.
Not yet. Not yet. Keep an eye out on my website. There are just some, you know, like anything like this, there's a few, like the last 5% sometimes is the most difficult, you know, dotting the I's and crossing the T's and, you know, getting things in orders for a presentation. But keep an eye out, because, and like I say, this was designed, there could be better ways of doing things. But the whole idea here is that anybody, any place on the planet with available materials can build one and have, you know, a system that will last a long time.
That sounds sustainable. And the other point that I wanted to bring up, which may be even more important for those fighting against zoning officials, is Professor Emeritus Matthew Bender Law in Southern California, I forget which university he's at, has online a primer on eminent domain abuses. It's very important, with no less than 13 Supreme Court decisions that tells you that zoning is domestic terrorism, extortion, and racketeering by these county governments. So thank you very, very much.
Okay, thank you for the call. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I was talking to Wes Peters the other day, and he continues to amaze me at the diligence that he brings to the table, the knowledge he brings to the table, and he really looks forward to helping all of you to understand and clarify your goals and achieve your goals. Right now, if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the Swiss America tile there on the left side, you'll see all the brand new articles as of today. Wall Street's fear index drops the most in about 5 months as Trump spooks market watch, and many more, and many more. It's peace of mind knowing that Wes Peters has been doing this for 8 years, and Swiss America has been at it for 36 years. Go to my website, scroll down to the Swiss America tile, read what you need to read, and then call Wes Peters. Here's Wes's telephone number. It's 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 8th of March, visiting with Professor James McCanney. His website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Let's continue, Jim.
John, about the wing generator, just to mention, I have a big sale on my webpage for water filters, and the proceeds to that are going also to help with this development of the wing generator. So if people want to help out, that's one way they can do it.
Outstanding. Okay, that's really good to know. And let's give out your website address, Jim, real quick.
Yeah, it's jmccsci.com. That's short for jmccsci.com, but seven letters is the short URL, jmccsci.com.
Outstanding. Okay, there seems to be a dramatic increase in people claiming to see Planet X and take photographs of it. I find it so ironic that someone can stand in their backyard in Indiana or Texas and claim to take a photograph and see something that nobody else on the planet can see and take a photograph of it. I find it rather ironic, don't you, Jim?
Yeah, I just get constantly people are creating arguments like, I just don't even want to go into them all. That would supposedly convince you that there's, you know, Planet X is going to be here on such and such a date or whatever.
Right.
But
right.
That's why I did one of my very first paid casts from back in August is dealing with how to tell if claims are real or not. And it's a whole program on identifying, you know, false claims, et cetera. And so people are constantly trapped into that. But here's the real key piece of information, John. Look at the amount of effort being put into falsifying claims and putting out false information about this topic. It dwarfs anything else. I mean, it dwarfs the Trump dealing with the Russians, misinformation campaigns and things like that. It, you know, the idea that they want to control this dialogue with the public regarding a topic. Planet X is kind of a buzzword,
right?
But
right.
The fact that they have that much effort continually being put into this tells you that they do not want the public to understand the real story.
No, they don't. No, it's distraction, obfuscation, confusion. It's never ending, is it, Jim?
Right, right. And it's not going to end. And the reason is because that's the topic they fear most that the public will find out about. Because if the public realizes there's something big that could happen, of which the controllers don't have any control, they're out of business.
Right. Right. Well, and this will continue ad nauseum. It's not going to end. Yes. Yes. Well, let's move on from there, Jim.
Yeah. Well, and that's why also lately NASA has just been flooding the press with bogus announcements, like supposedly they discovered seven planets. And this is what the news media does. They pick up on a topic, and then they run with it, and all of a sudden, these are Earth-like planets. They have water. There's people living there. We're going to go visit next month. Right. And it just goes on and on. And it, the reality is they didn't discover anything. There's a star that's increasing and decreasing in luminosity, and they've put this together to somehow say there's seven planets there. They didn't discover any planets, let alone something with water on it. And these are very, very close to a star that's actually cooler than Jupiter, if you can even imagine this.
Really?
So, yeah, I mean, this is such a ludicrous story. But see, they drop all that off. They just talk about all of the amazing conclusions. And that's what happened when they saw Proxima Centauri, our next nearest star, from us in the galaxy. It was had a redshift that was changing. So they put this into a computer and they said, well, this could be the equivalent of a planet going around it. And here's where that planet might be. And so then, oh, man, it's all of a sudden we got near neighbor aliens, that we're waving at.
Amazing.
Totally ludicrous.
Amazing. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things that you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back, listen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 8th of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. You'll find interesting free downloads there, things that will inform you and educate you, such as Matrix 3, Volume 2, 1,010 pages, a book that will help you understand how the powers that be are manipulating us in many different ways. It's great. It's a great book. Free download there at my website. And, of course, the Energy Cleaner. Energy Cleaner is a marvelous healing device. We'll talk about it tomorrow morning for more than we normally do, because my friend Steve Whitman will be calling in to give his private personal testimony about how the Energy Cleaner saved his life, literally saved his life. And it's a great testimony. All you new listeners in the last 3 or 4 months haven't heard this before. It'll be a great story. It'll put you on the edge of your seat. In the meantime, I have energy cleaners available for sale and ready for immediate delivery. I have mattress pads in inventory ready to ship, and they need to check these out because I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. If you have arthritis pain, low back pain, not getting a great night's sleep, most likely the energy cleaner will help, so be sure and check that out. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Check can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free our line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we got a caller on hold here. We got Ty in Austin, Texas. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Professor McKinney, quick question for you, sir. Two quick ones. With these plans in hand for the wing generator, what type of skill level could you suggest one might need to assemble and complete the project? And what do you think just a ballpark cost would be to gather the materials needed to assemble the 1 to 3K wing generator?
You could find this locally. If you didn't do it yourself, a little bit of welding, and that's about it. Other than that, I think everything is pretty much, the whole idea is that it's off the shelf. It's pieces you can get. And then cost, I would say easily under probably, with everything included, easily, and this includes the inverter and everything and your batteries for a basic system. If you want bigger battery packs, then that might increase the cost. But easily under probably $800.
Wow.
And yeah, this blows away anything on the market in that range.
Do you feel like your life is at risk bringing something like this to the market?
I've been in this boat my whole career, so this is not the first thing
nothing
I've done.
New. Yeah. Okay.
No, nothing new under the sun there. But no, this is, and then the bigger ones, I'm not going to go into any other details, but the one I'm doing here is to, this is a very specific group of people that would use this, but actually I targeted third world countries. where people are out on the farm and they really don't use much electricity. Sometimes they do, maybe if they're having some harvesting activity or something like that. But typically they don't use a lot of electricity. They have poor service. They pay a lot for their electric service. And plus, it works at relatively low wind speeds. That's one of the things that I worked into this, so that if you are in a region that doesn't have tremendous good wind or a clear run of wind, it's still going to work relatively well.
So is it a foregone conclusion that it is also applicable in my first world home in Texas?
Well, there again, it depends on zoning. And, can you have something where you got a good access to wind? And gotcha. So that's probably the biggest question. Can you get from trees and other neighbors? You know, and the biggest thing you're going to run into there is if it falls over onto your neighbor's lot or house and kills their dog or kids, you know, then what? You know, and that's what cities are usually trying to prevent with things that are above a roof line, or, you know, they just want everything contained, so to speak. So it is possibly not applicable every place.
Okay. Excellent.
But it was
mainly
designed for people out in the, you know, that have very poor service, or, you know, a cabin or a camp or something like that. But 1 to 3 kilowatts is a lot of power.
Okay. Yeah, it is. All right. Cheers. Thanks for answering my question.
Thank you for the call. Our next caller is Steve in Virginia. Good morning, Steve.
Yes, thank you very much. I was going to ask Professor McKinney about a report I heard. Someone was mentioning about every 420 years, that Jupiter and Saturn, I think those are the two, would align and with Earth, and then that would cause, various changes, climactic and weather and such. On the Earth, is there any truth to that, or does that sound like another story or something?
Well, no. What happens in right now? I think April 7th. We're going to have an alignment with Jupiter, and that we can expect some serious winds going on at the same time. I define those as the Jupiter winds. But with Saturn in alignment also, that gives us a cross solar system alignment. And if we have things like the new moon going on, new moon passing, that's 2 days after the new moon, other trigger mechanisms like that in the solar system, or unexpected comets that might be there would be an accentuating point. But no, that's a real issue, but it's not typically the reasoning is not what you're typically going to get from some guy that's on the internet, that gravity alignment or something is going to cause earthquakes. No, we're gravitationless with respect to all other objects in the solar system. And so unless something's really close, we're not going to have any gravity type effects. But yeah, the electrical discharge of the solar capacitor and these things align. Yeah, that could cause significant issues. And I don't have a calendar of when those things happen, but clearly they do happen. I didn't know if it was, when the last one or when the next one, et cetera. But April, we have an alignment. When we align with Saturn, it's usually not that big a deal because it's way out there and its discharge ends before it gets to Earth. Jupiter, we're very much connected. We're in the region where we're very much affected by Jupiter when we align with Jupiter. Happens about every 13 months.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, Jim, let's move on from there.
Just a comment about the wing generator. The two biggest problems on Earth are energy and water. So one of the applications for the wing generator is the ability to desalinate water in a evaporation chambers offshore. And so anyway, that's something that is an application of the big wind generators. to actually desalinate water and do a very good job of it. And so that doesn't require reverse osmosis, which is the primary method used today. Very simple, very effective, very inexpensive. So along with the energy, you could also be getting very clean water. And most of the world population lives within 100 miles of the ocean. So this could be a big benefit to the world.
Okay, well, obviously it could be, and solve a lot of humanity's problems. It's been said, Jim, that every human being on the planet would fit in Texas with a certain number of square feet per person. When you drive, you know, this United States is a big country, 3,000 miles from coast to coast, and I've driven coast to coast, and most of the United States is pretty empty.
It is.
It is. Yes. It is. And most of the planet is pretty empty.
That's true.
There's not a problem with too many people, and there's no shortage of the things we need if people can only have access to energy to get the water they need and get the energy they need. Right, Jim?
Yeah, I did a study one time. I don't know what the date of the show is, but I did a couple of shows on things like this. And I determined that an area in say, Iowa or something like that, with one growing season, and I can't remember, it was like 44 miles by 44 miles, organic gardening could grow all the food that is needed in the world for the entire world population. I had numbers like that. You could take the world's population and put them in a stadium that was so many miles by so many miles. And there's another statistic, the world population, if everybody had a 10 by 10 by 10 foot cube, it would fit within the world population. You could fit them in the Grand Canyon. The cities clearly hold the bulk of the world population. And I think 87% of people in the U.S. live in cities. And, you know, only 13% live out in other areas. So it's, and you can see all these statistics. There's all these statistics come up on the world map. Other interesting statistics, like Russia has the largest land mass on Earth. Its population is just a little bit more than that of Mexico, 107 right. million. Its GNP is that of Italy, and it has an army and a navy and air force that rivals that of the United States.
Right.
There's all of these fun facts. I did a couple of shows on a lot of this stuff. Right. But the food, there's not a food problem. There's not a all of this is contrived and managed. When they subsidized corn, for example, to produce biofuel, thousands or hundreds of thousands of people in India starved because it drove the price of grain commodities up, including rice. And, you know, nobody ever bothered to think about that, gee, we got, you know, a large population of the world that's going to starve to death because we want to make oil or gasoline or something from corn. But there's just a huge worldwide management or mismanagement problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is good information. People need to know this. You know, I count, you know, it's 24 time zones, and I count it takes 13 time zones to cross the Russian landmass. And it's an awesomely large, it's the largest landmass country square miles on the planet, isn't it?
Yeah, it's enormous. It dwarfs everything else put together. The world really doesn't have big problems. The problems are managed and maintained and created. And the United States is probably the biggest creator and maintainer of problems, because of resource grabbing, because of the military, because of the military use for following up the International Monetary Fund to destroy the economies of third world countries and abscond with their resources. But there's a really cool TED Talk, and I don't know the woman's name, but she's from not Somalia. It's a little country right next to Somalia. And one of the places where the... but they're very rich. They have diamonds, they have minerals, they have gold, they have oil. And yet she comes on the TED Talk and says, hey, how come we're considered a poor country? The United States comes over and steals all their resources, doesn't pay them anything for them. And, you know, but really, in reality, they're a very rich country. It was a very good talk, and it was a sarcastic talk.
Right.
Just explaining what the world situation is. But, yeah, the world has, and I, by the way, Trump, for anybody listening, is under severe attack. And the people who are in power are really, really afraid of this guy. So all you're seeing going on right now is because they are deathly afraid. And this whole thing against Sessions was he was about to make, and I think they're still planning, I imagine, on arresting a lot of people, including a lot of high-level people in the federal government on the pedophile charges and the human trafficking and things like that. So that's what's going. That's what's going down.
Right. Yeah. That needs to happen. And Cliff High, who's been doing some excellent reporting for years, he believes that up to 40% of high level people in the media are pedophiles as well.
Oh yeah. So thick in the media. Yes.
Yeah. But that's how they control people. They take these men and women down to this island for a vacation. They engage in the pedophile activity, which is videotaped, and then they own them. They absolutely own them the rest of their lives.
Yeah, and so they say, like, people like Lindsey Graham or McCain or Schumer, these people have been owned and bought and paid for. Nancy Pelosi. I mean, you can see when Nancy Pelosi talks, she just looks like a zombie spouting whatever comes out of her mouth. You know, it's these people aren't even there anymore. So, you know, they have to get, and Trump made a very telling comment. His comment was, it's far worse than I ever imagined. And so, he must have had an inkling, but I don't think I'd be surprised if I were in his position about how bad it is. I would be surprised at the level of degradation of the country because of this. But it's rampant. It's very thick. It's in the intelligence communities. It's in, unfortunately, I've known some good CIA people, and I've known some really corrupt CIA people. And they employ, as you know, John, street people, people who are drug dealers on the street, everything else, human trafficking. They employ all levels of people. So the CIA isn't this wonder, you know, you see this beautiful building with the symbol there, the CIA, Central Intelligence Agency. Right. But behind that is a lot of corruption.
There is. I'm so glad I did not become part of that. I almost did twice, but I'm so glad I did not. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We got some breaking news here. Hillary Clinton's former campaign manager, Robbie Mook, now says that it was common knowledge that Obama was wiretapping Trump Tower.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. This is the real deal.
I love this stuff.
I love it.
This is wonderful.
I mean, it's the real deal. This is the end of it right here. When the campaign manager for Hillary Clinton, this is no, unsubstantiated rumor. This is the real deal.
The head of the Intelligence Committee under Obama, what was his name? Clapper?
Yeah.
Sitting
yeah.
there and going, absolutely deny it. He would have known about it, et cetera.
Too late.
Yeah. It's like Obama. What was the thing he denied on camera? And then later it was clear that he knew all about it.
Right.
Oh, the thing he said, I found out when the rest of you about the server, the Hillary private server, he goes on 60 Minutes. He says, I found out with the rest of you with the news. When his email address, his own private email address and his own private server was communicating with Hillary's all the time. They were planning parties. They were doing other stuff business. And lies directly to the camera. You know, President Obama. You know, do you trust these people? And then you got Clapper and all these guys lying. You can just see when they say that, when they give that pat denial, you know that they are lying. And what is a lie? It's that you tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. You know, if you're not doing that, you're lying.
Absolutely. We got one last caller here for a quick comment. Desert Eagle, you got a quick comment, sir.
Yes, sir, John, James McKinney. I'm looking at the book right now on there. Did you say that you are going to have plans available soon? Because I've been waiting for that for years.
Soon. Yeah, just keep it. I'll have a big posting up at the top. And, believe me, I'm going to have to brace the server when that thing goes up because there's going to be some demand for that.
Well,
Just keep an eye out. The book is available. Do you want the book or the plans?
Oh, I'm ordering the book today. I've been wanting to, and I'm just going to go ahead and do it today, and I'm waiting on the plans.
All right. There you go. Well, hang on. Yeah, just keep an eye on the webpage, and I will be posting in big, bright letters at the top when it's available.
And, of course, you'll mention it on John's show.
Well, of course. Yeah.
Of course.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Well, Jim, we're pretty much out of time here. I want to thank you for being with us. Look forward to having you back first hour next week, sir.
That's right. Take care, John.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. This breaking news is very, very significant. Hillary Clinton's former campaign manager, Robbie Mook, that's M-O-O-K, says with very, very definitive clarity that Hussein Obama did, in fact, have electronic eavesdropping taking place at Trump Tower. Very, very significant. Okay, that's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils now while you can. Your firearms ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined, natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to stonecityfarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's stonecityfarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.